This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
These game weeks are coming thick and fast. Welcome to another episode of Triple Captain. How are we doing, Ben?
Yeah, I'm seeing you more than I see my girlfriend at the moment, and we live together.
I know, it certainly feels that way. I've certainly watched more football than I've seen of my fiancé in the past few weeks. It's been non-stop. Although I missed a few more games this game week than I have done. And kind of good job I did, really, as it's been a pretty poor week. Not for you, actually, I gather, but
I've had a good one.
Yeah, that's great. And your David Silva captain choice, who we shouted on the pod last game week, really came in nicely, didn't it? So that is good news. So let's do your team first. Where you at?
So, after that game with Man United, we're doing another late night triple captain. Man United has just finished.
Another late night triple captain, and I am Luke Jurdy, just to remind you. Yeah. And FPL obsessed actor, most recently to be seen on your screens in Hollyoaks. And I'm normally joined by Rich Wolfenden, TalkSport commentator, and starting to get more and more obsessed with FPL, but he's out on the piss again, isn't he, tonight?
I think he is. I think he's had a weekend in Liverpool and now he's back in London and tearing up a new town. But, you know, fair play. My name's Ben, by the way. I'm the producer, but obviously, because Rich isn't here, I've got to step from the background into the foreground. But, you know, I'm quite happy to, because I have had a good game week. So, 69 points at the moment, but KDB obviously didn't play, and I'm quite chuffed about that because it means Jimenez comes in for me. And he's got tasty 9 points, which is wonderful. You know what? In terms of my overall rank, I have climbed about 75,000 places. So, yeah, it's been pretty good. It's been pretty good. I've had points from David Silva, captain, 26 points. You know what? And as soon as I saw he had the captain's armband on as well, I was like, this is going to be a great game for David Silva. It's one of those teams, like, he loves tearing apart teams like Bournemouth, doesn't he? So, you know, even though the scoreline wasn't as big as it could have been, I did think as a Villa fan, bloody hell, Bournemouth might equalise here. David Silva got 26 points. Martial, 8. Fernandez, 6. Pulisic, 6. Vardy with a 5. I mean, I've got Alonso and Zuma, so a 7 and a 5 from them. Zuma nearly scored a header, and I would have been over the moon. It just went past the post. I've also got Saiz and Patricio from Wolves. And obviously, that last-minute Burnley penalty, it would have lost 8 points. So it would have been even better. But yeah, I've got 9 points to come on the bench from Jimenez, so overall, pretty great week for me. How was yours?
Brilliant. So are you close to top 100k now?
Yeah, it's currently telling me on the app that I'm 180,000 overall. Live FPL has been a bit slow because my internet is crap. Yeah, 167,000 overall now. So, you know what? Climbing, 2 weeks to go, and I've still got that free hit to play as well. And that's something I really want to ask you about today, because I'm thinking that, because I might as well use my transfer, because I'm going to free hit the last game week. So I've got a transfer to use, but I really don't know what to do. So we'll come on to that in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll come on to that. It just proves how quickly you can go up the ranks, doesn't it, with a couple of good game weeks. You know, it happened to me.
Unbelievable.
From 115K right up to like 34K in 2 game weeks. So it's been a good few weeks. This week, not so good. I brought in Alonso last minute after hearing the team news, the early team news from Chelsea, which the brilliant FPL rock star tweeted out right before the game. So I thought, yeah, I'll get Alonso in. And Alonso was close to scoring goals as well. He was back to goal Alonso kind of form. But he got his 7 points, which was great. And thank God I did bring him in, because I brought him in for Luca Dean, who I think got booked again, and obviously Everton didn't keep a clean sheet either. So it was a good 6-point advantage there from bringing Alonso in. But apart from him and Pulisic, which was a nice start to the game week, it kind of went downhill from there. Sterling was my captain, and obviously he was benched, and KDB was benched. I put Saiz as my first sub instead of Wan-Bissaka, so that's 2 points instead of 5. I thought United would look dodgy at the back, and we were a little bit dodgy again tonight, and kind of got away with 2 really from VAR. I mean, we won't spend the podcast talking about VAR, but
livid.
It was, yeah, they were very unlucky, Palace. I mean, they should have had a penalty, and then obviously that another one of those offsides, which was like the toe was offside. And, you know, there's no point going into it because we know VAR isn't working at the moment. United were lucky tonight. And yeah, it's on another day, Wan-Bissaka wouldn't have kept a clean sheet and I'd have been right to put him on the bench. But he did. Johnny didn't play either. He didn't start. So that was only 1 point for him because he came on. So I've just had a bit of bad luck. But to be honest, I mean, I've got Danny Ings. He got his 8 points, which was nice. Greenwood's gone off the boil, which, yeah, you know, as I said a couple of game weeks ago, keep Rashford because the goals are coming from him and he played brilliantly tonight. Another goal and an assist from him. The three United players, they're gonna share the goals. So sometimes you're going to get good game weeks, sometimes you're not. I think, again, my mistake has been to put in Wan-Bissaka instead of Martial, who's always been a favourite of mine, but for some reason I decided not to put him in this time.
Mm. You've had him in a few times this season, haven't you? Like, he's been in and out.
Yeah, I really like him because obviously midfielder playing up front, he certainly won't be a midfielder next season, which might actually make it better for us, you know, if he's a striker, to have him have him in. It increases the striking options. So yeah, I think I'm on 45 points once my sub comes on, and that's a drop of about 6,000 places. So it's still top 50k. I'm about 41,000, and I've still got Antonio to play tomorrow. So Antonio could
West Ham. I hope he does Villa a favour. To be honest, I hope they absolutely smash Watford.
Yeah, if he could save my game week. I don't know if he could get me a green arrow. I suppose if he gets, you know, 10 or 15 points, then there might be a chance. But having him is nice to enjoy that Friday night fixture tomorrow and hopefully end with a slightly better rank. But if someone had offered me top 50k a few weeks ago, I'd have bit the hand off, you know, being outside top 100k. So I'm not complaining. I think it's worth mentioning. I've been on Twitter a lot more on our account recently, and it's worth mentioning. I've seen quite a few accounts saying, you know, oh, I'm deleting Twitter for a bit. I need to come off for a bit. FPL just isn't going well and blah, 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 blah. And just being really down and depressed about it. And ultimately, it's like, you can't predict who Pep's going to play. Like, you can't come off Twitter, surely. I think there's a lesson there to just, at the end of the day, it is just a game. It's not like we've all got hundreds of thousands of pounds riding on it, have we?
There's a lot more depressing things going on Twitter than FPL as well. I saw hashtag lockdown 2 is trending today, which sounds like a Liam Neeson film, doesn't it? But yes, don't worry about FPL. There's worse things to worry about.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review to help more people discover it.
You know what? Can I talk to you about the fixtures this week? Because I'm really struggling with this. There isn't really any particular fixtures that really make you get excited for the game week 37 plus. Just to quickly run through them, you've got Norwich, Burnley, you've got Bournemouth, Southampton, Spurs and Leicester, Brighton, Newcastle, Sheffield United, Everton, Wolves, Crystal Palace, Watford, Man City, Villa, Arsenal, and then United, West Ham, Liverpool and Chelsea ends the game week. What fixture there gets you excited? Like, if you're going to say there's going to be goals in one of them fixtures, which one would you choose?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit tougher to kind of predict, isn't it? I mean, there's more kind of players stand out for me more than a goal fest in anything, in any of those. I mean, you'd imagine City will turn over Watford, but it depends kind of what happens in that FA Cup match on Saturday.
Exactly.
How much Watford are in it. I mean, the problem is the deadline for Saturday is before any FA Cup fixtures are played. So we can't really take anything from that before making decisions, which again, you know, that it just increases the luck factor. So you can't get too upset when your players get benched and things like that. It's going to happen. But if you pick Man City players, you know, and hopefully it'll eventually come good. You know, Sterling might have only got 1 point this week, but he got 21 the week before and he got 10 the week before that. So that's 32 points, you know, over three game weeks. That's nearly 11 points a game. So you can't complain too much. Mm. The one that stands out, and someone's asked a question about this actually on Twitter, is the Norwich Burnley fixture. Particularly as Norwich apparently give away quite a lot of chances to big target men strikers. They gave away quite a few chances to Olivier Giroud, and he is a pretty terrible asset. Apart from, you know, he scores the odd goal,
but his goal.
He did well this week. But I mean, he could have had about three or four, couldn't he? So I'd maybe be looking at Chris Wood for Burnley. I can't remember who the question was from. It was from FPL Fossil, said best Burnley asset against Norwich. I've had a little look, and I don't think you can look further than Chris Wood, can you? What do you think, Ben?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, if you're going to... You know what, though? Is that purely because Norwich are, like, bang bottom of the league? Like, if we're talking about Burnley-Norwich as an exciting fixture, it doesn't look... I mean, you know, Liverpool-Chelsea, I think, is going to be pretty stalemate. I suppose Chris Wood...
Rodriguez, he scored two in the last four games. He's had eight shots on goal, five in the box, 11 penalty touches. I mean, it's not exactly numbers that strike you as, oh my God, I need to get him in. But at 5.7 or 6.1, Woodall Rodriguez might be a nice option this week against Norwich. I think just to answer FPL Fossil's question, I think those two are the best Burnley assets. If you did want a punt, maybe Tarkowski, who could gets up for headers, and you know Burnley are likely to keep a clean sheet. They're great at clean sheets. Nick Pope obviously is a great asset who a lot of people have got already. So you might get some points from defenders actually this week from Burnley. You can't see Norwich scoring, but yeah, you're right. It doesn't exactly jump out as a really exciting fixture.
No, I mean I think looking at this. This weekend, I think the teams that are going to score goals are Man City, Man United, and actually probably Chelsea against Liverpool, because Liverpool just... Although, I mean, I've basically got a free transfer, which I might as well use, because I'm free hitting next week for the last game week. And therefore, I want someone who's going to score, because I've got Greenwood up front, I've got Jimenez as well, and I've also got Vardy in. Vardy, I think I'm going to bench Vardy this week. I'm not sure Vardy against Tottenham is going to necessarily perform. I feel really uninspired. I don't know if that's because I've had a crap day or not, but I want to make a change, because I might as well make a change. Then you think back to the guy who was, you know, number one in the world and he, you know, burns transfers all the time. It's probably time for bringing Danny Ings, isn't it? Against Bournemouth.
Yeah, Danny Ings is a good option. I wouldn't bench Vardy. I certainly wouldn't bench Vardy. He can always grab a goal and you'd regret benching him. Ings is probably the best option against Bournemouth. Yeah, he scored again tonight. He's a good player and, you know, 20 goals this season. He's going for that golden boot. Vardy's going for the golden boot as well. So, I mean, Wolves have got Palace. So Jimenez could score. I mean, how much have you got in the bank?
Quite a lot, because I got rid of Mane. So in the bank at the moment, I've got... 4.3.
So could you go from... You could probably do Greenwood to Ings, couldn't you? So it's making that decision.
Yeah, I could.
Who's going to score more over two game weeks, Greenwood or Jimenez? And Wolves have got Palace. I mean, Wolves have got Palace and then Chelsea. And United have got West Ham and then Leicester. I mean, Greenwood... I don't think Greenwood's had a shot in the last two games. He's looked a lot quieter and I think he's tired. I'd be tempted to move Greenwood out and then that frees up another United slot for the final game week.
Well, I'm just going to free hit that final game week. I mean, what do you think is going to happen with Chelsea-Liverpool? Like, basically, if I bring Ings in and I've got a benching headache from my midfield, is Pulisic the one you leave on the bench against Liverpool?
I was thinking about this. Yeah, I've had a benching headache ever since I played my wild card, really, because it was for bench boost. Yeah, at the moment, Pulisic and Alonso are on my bench, but because I can see Liverpool doing Chelsea. I mean, it might be because I'm hoping for them to do Chelsea because of United, but they're gonna lift the title at Anfield after that game. If there's a game that they're gonna get up for the final two of the season, it's got to be that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. No, you know what? I didn't think of that. It is at Anfield because their last game is at Newcastle.
I'd probably either get rid of Alonso for a Burnley defender against Norwich.
Yeah.
Or bring Danny Ings in, do that transfer that everybody has kind of wanted to do for the past few weeks. But then Jimenez has scored the last two games. Greenwood could score at any time and gives you a bit of money. But then you've got your free hit to play in that final week anyway, haven't you? So really, you want to have a punt on someone.
I might just bring Alexander-Arnold in. But, you know, I've got the money. I could, you're right about Liverpool, actually. I was thinking, they've not really been that impressive. But you're right, they're going to want to go for it. You know, this conversation's made me think, actually look at the defenders instead. Because when you think in points, you can't help but automatically think attack sometimes, can you? But actually, yeah, defence probably. I might bring in Alexander-Arnold.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at Triple Captain 3.
And what's your plans this week?
I think I'm probably going to save my transfer so that I've got two for the final game week. Because if we can get, there's hints of early City team news for that game week 38. So if I hold the two transfers and plan them right up till that early team news, then I could make my transfers based on that. Because City have got Norwich, final game week of the season, they've got Norwich. So, you know, if David Silva's starting, if Jesus is starting, if Sterling's starting, you know, if that team news comes out, just get three City players in and captain one of them for that final game week against Norwich, because that could be absolutely mad for goals, couldn't it, really?
Yeah.
Final game week of the season. You know, if we get that early team news, it's well worth doing. So I think I'll probably roll my transfer for this 37. My team's set up quite nicely. I think, yeah, it's just whether to deciding whether to bench those Chelsea assets. I mean, at the moment, I've got Pope in goal against Norwich, which is great. I've got the double Wolves defence against Crystal Palace. I can see Wolves keeping a clean sheet there. Because I think they've been unlucky, haven't they, in the last few weeks to not keep clean sheets. And Palace, they've lost six in a row. They're not really scoring goals. I think that'd be a good option. I've got Andy Robertson, who's been great. Wan-Bissaka at home to West Ham. And I've got Antonio, De Bruyne, Fernandes, Sterling, Greenwood and Ings, with Pulisic, Alonso and Iheanacho on the bench. So it's whether to bench one of those either defenders or bench Antonio away at United for Pulisic. But apart from that, I'm pretty well set up. I mean, depending on, obviously, again, if De Bruyne and Sterling start or not, I'm hoping that they do after they were both rested in the last Prem game, but they'll probably both start in the FA Cup. So there's no predicting Pep, but there's, again, I don't see the point in ripping up my team, and I'd rather have those two free transfers for the final game week of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting this weekend because we've got Arsenal Man City on Saturday and then Man United Chelsea on Sunday. So, it's those teams looking, you know, Man United and Chelsea could probably do without this game, to be fair, in terms of their fight for European football. But yeah, it's going to be an interesting weekend, that's for sure.
Couple more questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was FPL Mikey at FPL _ connoisseur asked us, Foden, keep, bench or sell? And I had a quick look at Foden's stats. In the last four games, he's created two chances, whereas Kevin De Bruyne has created 19 chances. No goals, no assists. He's had six shots, whereas Jesus has had 18 shots in the same amount of time. Foden's only had one big chance. His XG is 0.92, whereas Jesus is 3.63. So stats aren't looking good for Foden. There's every chance that he won't play either. So it depends on the money that you've got in the bank. I would say if you've got money to upgrade him, then I would sell him and get in a different City player, like David Silva, for instance, or Mahrez or someone like that, or bench him. But I wouldn't be looking to keep Foden now after looking at those stats. FPL _ pot noodle asked, I've got triple captain.
There's literally
left.
An FPL _ everything, isn't there? There's FPL everything on Twitter.
it's been great because we're getting a lot more interaction now with people. So it's nice to get a few questions in. But yeah, they all start with FPL. So he's asked, he said, I've got triple captain left. I'm looking for a differential in game week 37. Any ideas?
It's a tough one who to captain this week. I am going to put the armband personally on David Silva again. The reason being, they're playing Watford. Silva is leaving the Premier League. I think he's going to... Pep's going to... I know Pep Roulette, etc. But with the game on Saturday, David Silva's a club legend. He's a Premier League legend, not just a Man City legend. I think they're going to give him some time and give him a run out. And he was on fire. He had a great game. Who did they play again? I captained him. Bournemouth. He had a great game against Bournemouth.
Bournemouth.
You know, 13 points, yeah. So... And I've put Jimenez as my vice captain because I think, yeah, Crystal Palace, like, I mean, even Villa beat Crystal Palace. Wolves are going to tear them apart.
Yeah, not a bad shout. David Silva's a good shout again, but the only worry is that obviously the benching, but you take that risk, don't you, with Pep, as long as you're happy for that to happen, and you know, and he might come on and score points anyway. But looking at differentials, I'm just looking at players that are under 11% owned for FPL Pot Noodle. He's got triple captain left. Riyad Mahrez might be a nice differential captain. He's been favoured by Pep ever since lockdown, ever since the restart. He's only been benched twice out of those. He started 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He started 6 games out of 8. He'll probably start in the FA Cup, but you wouldn't bet against him starting against Watford. And obviously he's explosive, isn't he, Mahrez? So if you're looking for that differential, he's only 10.4% owned. So he might be a nice option against Norwich. Just looking for some others. Jesus, another great option for triple captain. Only 7.2% owned. Let's look for somebody.
You've got to save it for the last game week, haven't you? If you've got triple captain,
well, that's what I was thinking. But he's asked. Yeah, I mean, maybe he's got a different chip to play in 38. But he's asked for 37. But yeah, 38 looks better.
Like, that's just the dream, isn't it? That, you know, you're in your Millie League and you're 15 points behind whoever's at, you know, your second place, 15 points behind first. On the last kick of the whole season, your triple captain scores in the top right corner. Like, come on, you've got to save it.
Yeah, you have. I mean, we would advise saving it for 38. There's better fixtures there. But I'm just having a little look through. Yeah, I mean, if you really want to go for it, then maybe give it to Chris Wood or Jay Rodriguez. That would be a pretty good differential against Norwich. Get it out of the way. First game of the game week as well. Chris Wood's owned by 1.1%. Rodriguez is 0.8% owned, although he has got a calf injury, apparently, according to the FPL website. So stick it on Chris Wood.
Who's your armband? Mate, honestly, what a day. So who's your armband going on there, mate?
At the moment, it's on Bruno Fernandes. I may switch that to Danny Ings against Bournemouth. I may switch it to Sterling against Watford. I may switch it to De Bruyne against Watford. But after the Pep roulette, I feel like I don't want to risk another captain being benched. So Fernandes looks like the safe choice. And also, if you don't captain Fernandes, even if you own him, if he returns, you lose points. Yeah. You drop your rank. Well, it's quite unbelievable.
I was thinking exactly that today. I was like, I didn't have the armband on him because I had it on David Silva. I was thinking, you know, it'd be nice for you to do something, Fernandes, but not too much. Not too much. Because if he goes, you know, if he scores a goal and gets 2 assists, then suddenly that captain, even if you got him, it still hurts.
But yeah, I mean, his numbers are still just fantastic. He was great again tonight. Loads of the play went through him, even though he looks tired as well. But since the restart, he's only not returned once against Sheffield United, where he got 3. But apart from that, he's got 9, 15, 15, 14, 5 and 6. So he's due another big one there, isn't he? So, just superb numbers. So I don't think you can really go wrong with Fernandes. But yeah, it's a tricky game week. I'll give you that for the fixtures. Yeah, nothing stands out massively. So cue 100-point game weeks all round.
Too right. Well, I think that about wraps us up, doesn't it?
Yep, all good. Thanks for your questions on Twitter. I've enjoyed interacting with you all recently. So give us a follow on there and check out my thread tweets where I dissect a few things in more detail. We're at Triple Captain 3. And please give us a like, please subscribe, please review us on iTunes, on the Apple Podcast app. It really, really helps. And yeah, keep the questions coming in, keep the interactions coming in, and we'll hopefully be enjoying the final two game weeks of the season.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Over the Influence.
Hi, we're Sharon Hartley and Freddie Bennett from Over the Influence, the alcohol-free podcast.
Where we are in the UK and across the world, drinking is a deep-rooted part of our culture. We drink to celebrate, we drink to commiserate,
and we drink for just about every other excuse in between.
We're here to have an open conversation about our experiences with alcohol and reflect honestly on how living without it has changed our lives.
So if you've ever thought about going alcohol-free or whether you're just sober curious, our podcast is here to support you on your dry journey.
Over the Influence from Sound Rebel.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.